5. Longstreet. Longstreet sat on a rail fence, hugging his chest with both arms. He suspended, thinking. His mind was a bloody vacancy, like a room in which there has been a butchering. He tried once formally to pray, but there was no one there and no words came. And over he said to himself, "Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father." He watched the battle dissolve to nightmare. The neat military lines beginning to come apart as they crossed the road, and no order beyond that but black struggling clots and a few flags in the smoke, tilting like sails above a white sea, going down one by one. A shell burst near Longstreet, and he felt the hot, brutal breath. And then the sounds of battle were softer. The smoke began to blanket the field. But there were still a few flags moving toward the top of the hill. Longstreet put glasses to his eyes, saw ghost figures stumbling in white smoke, yellow blaze of cannon, black flakes of men spattering upward into a white sky. And then the smoke was too thick, and he could not see anything, and it was like going blind. A paralysis came over him. He sat staring off into the white sea, where the guns still flashed and boomed softly at a great distance, until he saw the first men beginning to come back out of the smoke. They came slowly up the long green slope, a ragged crowd of men. No one was running. They were moving with slow, set, stubborn, unstoppable looks on their faces, eyes down, guns dragging the ground. And they were moving slowly but steadily, even though the Union guns had elevated and shells were still falling on them as they came back up the field. The smoke parted for a vision. The green field dirtied a vast mile with lumped bodies, white and red. And far across the field, the whole army falling back in a speckled flood across the road to the safety of the woods. And there, at the top of the hill, one flag erect near the center of the Union line. Then that flag was down in the smoke, and Longstreet could no longer see, and the retreat began to flood by him. The men parted as they passed him, not looking at him. He sat on an island in the stream of retreating men. He made no attempt to stop them. A man rode up on a black horse, a frantic man with blood on his face, Harry Bright, picket staff. He was screaming. Longstreet stared at him. The man went on screaming. Longstreet made out. Pickett was asking for support. Longstreet shook his head, wordlessly, pointed down at the field. Bright did not yet understand. Longstreet said patiently, "Nine brigades went in. That's all we have." There was nothing to send now, no further help to give, and even if Lee on the other side would send support now, it would be too late. Longstreet hugged his chest. He got down off the fence. A black horse rode up out of the smoke, familiar spot on a smoky forehead, blood bubbling from a foaming chest. Garnet's mount. Longstreet nodded. He told Bright to instruct Pickett to fall back. He sent word for a battery to move down the slope in front of him to fire uphill and protect Pickett as he retreated. The wind had changed. The smoke was blowing back across the field against his face. The guns were easing off. The men streamed by. Nightmare army. Faces gray and cold. Sick. Longstreet felt a cold wind blowing in his brain. He stood up. He had sat long enough. He looked up to see Fremantle. A moment ago, the man had been cheering wildly, not understanding what was happening. Now he was holding out a silver flask. Longstreet shook his head. It was all done. Along with all the horror of loss, the weariness, and all the sick, helpless rage, there was coming now a monstrous disgust. He was through. They had all died for nothing, and he had sent them. He thought, a man is asked to bear too much. And he refused. He began slowly to walk forward. He was all done. He would find a gun somewhere and take a walk forward. He walked down the long slope in front of him toward that one battery that was still firing toward the blue line. He saw a rifle by a dead man, a man missing a leg and the leg nearby, bent and chewed at the knee, and the rifle clean and new and cold. He bent down to pick it up. And when he looked up, he saw Lee.